Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High that we are back. Yes, indeed, that we are back again for another episode. Another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. This, indeed, very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted. For the healing, yes, indeed, for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly again, my brothers and sisters, I tell you that he has told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men, my brothers and sisters, that men have done some of everything they could. Since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could. Yes, I said, if they could, to destroy. And yes, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. Men have done much to blind the minds of the masses. Yes, I said to blind the mind of the masses, not to discern, in fact, what is the exceeding righteousness of the one Most High. For the Most High has always had a plan, after which he said that he would surely bring to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, the heightened sense of conscience that a long time, my brothers and sisters, men have not considered. This the Most High must do. This the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has promised that he would do. That he established upon this earth for himself a kingdom and a people. A kingdom and a people, my brothers and sisters, worthy to be called by his name. Blessed are they who will discern, my brothers and sisters, that there are many who have called upon the name of the Most High. I regret to say there are many who have called upon the name of the Most High, and not discern, my brothers and sisters, that his very name is a title of honor. Many have called upon what they believe to be his name, but my brothers and sisters, only to exalt themselves, I regret to say, in their own personal vanities, many having not the faith in the Most High to seek what is necessary to be faithful unto the will of one. And I regret, my brothers and sisters, that a whole world in so many ways has been vastly deceived. Men have wanted to believe that Messiah gave his life. They tell you the way they put it in the churches, false churches, my brothers and sisters, never having known or having revealed truly the nature of the Savior. They said the Messiah gave his life for their sins. My brothers and sisters, the first command of the Most High is that, hear me, my brothers and sisters, that he is one. We should have no other God, no other concept of deity, no other concept of a supreme being. Certainly not worship any idols. Certainly not to, my brothers and sisters, exalt our personal vanities as if they were his thoughts. Certainly not, my brothers and sisters, to lend wicked intrusion against the high state of conscience that is the mind of the Most High, so as to defile the knowledge of his will in the earth. In fact, the scripture says, whoever defiles the temple, Yah will destroy. My brothers and sisters, I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 3:14. The only way a soul does not defile the temple, my brothers and sisters, is he must have an absolute, pure, and perfect will to seek all that is divine will, lacking nothing. Did you hear me? Only way any soul does not defile the temple of the Most High is he must have a pure and perfect will, seeking all that is divine will, lacking nothing. First command, we must seek the Most High, who is one, seeking for all that is necessary after his pure and perfect will, that all realize his oneness, all call upon his name, agreed, and together as one. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. That is a statement to all the people that all must seek all that is divine will, that there be no controversy as to the nature of his righteousness. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our Most High, him who is our Savior, is one. Say, therefore, we must seek him. Collectively, we must seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. My brothers and sisters, ultimately, there be no divisions among us. For he desires a people true to him in all things. And it is sin for a people to call themselves Emmanuel, for a people to call themselves Israel. And my brothers and sisters, for them to continually function, nevertheless, after the devices of something far less than, I hope you understand what I mean, I'll explain it, something far less than Manu. Israel is called Emmanuel. Israel is called Israel, the people of Yah. Emmanuel, Im, meaning also, my brothers and sisters, Im meaning people. Manu, God mind, El, laden this concept, my brothers and sisters, of what is a people that is be mighty in the will of the Most High, in the thoughts of the Most High. What is it that separates man from beast then, my brothers and sisters? Many will call themselves Israel, but I want you to understand what separates man from beast in so many ways is the mind. And my brothers and sisters, right, regretfully, that many who want to call themselves Israel, who would defile, stand against, men discerning the greater wisdom of the Most High would prefer to keep men in darkness, or let's just say, unsurety. That they be exalted, my brothers and sisters, in their blindness. Sad situation, my brothers and sisters. There are many who would rather than seek to see the minds of others raised into the higher conscience the Most High would offer. They seek to exalt themselves. And in seeking to exalt themselves, after their lesser conscience, they wind up being my brothers and sisters, advocates. Let's just say devil's advocates, seeking to exalt themselves after their lesser conscience, blinding men against the greater wisdom and the conscience of the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand something. Messiah did not give his life that men would cite him as lawless by having put away the law of his sovereignty, that seeing him as one without a law, men should seek to be justified in the carnality of their multitude of divisions and misallegiances. Let me repeat that. There are those who sit back and say Messiah gave his life for their sins. My brother and sister, Messiah did not give his life that his people would be divided. He did not give his life, my brother and sister, that men dissuade one another after a false concept of who he is. Messiah said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. And what does the Holy Spirit do, my brothers and sisters? When he says, comfort ye, O my people, repent ye, O my people, that your warfare come to an end. How many of us understand that the word for comfort is nachem in the Hebrew? Repent is the word metanoia. And in both cases, my brothers and sisters, it means that man must seek the raising of his conscience, that he rises in a sense of what is wisdom, a sense of what is justice. Till finally, my brothers and sisters, there are no contentions among us. Warfare comes to an end. Contentions come to an end. Irrationality comes to an end. And righteousness and peace shall reign. But my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Just as much as Most High has called his people Emmanuel, changed the name of the patriarch Yaakov to the title Israel. For what reason? My brothers and sisters, call their title Israel. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Because one would not fail to take advantage of the opportunity being granted to have his conscience raised unto a level considered acceptability before the Most High. As the scripture saith, the patriarch Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, he strove with an angel and prevailed. My brothers and sisters, he told the angel for that place that is called Jacob's Ladder, that he would not let him go until he first blessed him. In other words, my brothers and sisters, revealed to him the conscience from on high, that he might be true to him who is Most High. But my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, did they ever tell you that without the discipline, I said without the discipline of divine mind, the soul left to reprobate fleshly mindedness? Did you know, my brothers and sisters, that the word for that is the word goyim? The word that is used, my brothers and sisters, for a pagan, for a heathen, for one, my brothers and sisters, who is left to the irrationality of an animalistic and beastly mind, unwilling and incapable, while yet remaining proud, to discern truthfully after the will of one. A people, my brothers and sisters, whose orientation tells them somehow that they are just in their injustice, that they are reverent, my brothers and sisters, without a reference point, that declares, my brothers and sisters, that they love, having no love or care in their hearts, that they deceive one another in their ignorance, arrogance of ignorance and presumptuousness, that they do not realize, my brothers and sisters, that a genuine love discerns the Most High will only preserve that which is true to him. A genuine love will compel them to desire all that is divine conscience, to seek all that is divine conscience. Shall a man say, my brothers and sisters, that he has loved his brother if he would leave his brother who would desire to know better? In conscience, without the knowledge of the Most High, even seeking, my brother and sister, that his brother remain blind, that one should seek to exalt himself. Messiah did not give his life. Some people say, according to a bad offering of ministration of Colossians 2nd, someone wants to say the Messiah gave his life to put away. All my brothers and sisters, they say that he came to put away the law of the Most High, the mandates of the Most High after which men should be made complete. That he put away, my brothers and sisters, the mandates for proper meat and drink. And I mean that, my brothers and sisters, not only in terms of physical food, but spiritual. As if he came, he gave his life. And men not discern, my brothers and sisters, what should be properly taught in the Shabbat and the feast of the Most High. As if to say, my brothers and sisters, there's no need for a pure and perfect standard, even the word Shabbat even relates to pursuit of what is perfect. The feast of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, what shall men say that they shall offer the Most High as praise? He said he wanted to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. That means, my brothers and sisters, true to all that is his will, true to the gift that he gives, resonating, my brothers and sisters, at that higher vibration. The beasts, my brothers and sisters, that all must then overcome all the injustices of all the nations that have exalted themselves after their own personal vanities, refusing to reason according to the will of one. My brothers and sisters, it's not funny, but, you know, just this past weekend and the weekend before, the show that comes on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday afternoons, Thursday afternoons, and these people are still talking about the mark of the beast being an RFID chip. Mark of the beast, my brothers and sisters, the varying standards of the nation that must be overcome. The scripture says we must overcome the mark of the beast. When in 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Shaul spoke, he said, the mystery of iniquity are the systems that keep people blind to their iniquities. Blind to the iniquities, my brothers and sisters, are those who govern after political state rule. Yes, you heard me. 2 Thessalonians makes it pretty plain. Think about it. It said in 2 Thessalonians, beware. In effect, it means beware, my brothers and sisters, of the ruling principalities and powers, very much like what's written in Colossians 2nd. Beware lest any man beguile you after the principle of the world and not after the Most High Messiah. Even for Shaul said he warned concerning these things, according to what was written in the prophet Daniel, that one would come in, hating the Holy Covenant, magnifying himself above all things. Yes, my brothers and sisters, said in 2 Thessalonians, concerning those who pollute the temple, pollute the mighty sanctuary. Daniel speaks about it. You need to look really closely between 7th and 11th chapters. Where my brothers and sisters would sit and preside over the temples. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the temples claiming to be true to the Most High, but functioning after the powers of perdition. Let me tell you something. Any government that is not true to the will of the Most High is, my brothers and sisters, the spawn of a devil, because it preserves deviation and political conflict. They say they sit right there in the temple, making men blind to their iniquities, causing men not to seek all that is divine righteousness, causing men, my brothers and sisters, to prefer unrighteousness. My brothers and sisters, scriptures tell you that Messiah must come to expose this pretense. And what it means is that, think about it, in the first century, I think, you know, I find it amazing that people haven't given consideration. But in the first centuries, literally millions upon millions upon millions were murdered by ancient polytheist Rome. I don't see anything, my brothers and sisters, that says that the West ever repented for what they did to the early saints. I don't see them, my brothers and sisters, repenting for having murdered so many that knew the truth. But I do see my brothers and sisters, rather than them being repentant, what was a propaganda campaign to preserve the iniquities already extant among the people. And then it followed after a false church, false concept of Messiah. Think about it. Messiah said, if I do not go, the Comforter will not come. What's the whole Comforter of the Holy Spirit come for? But to teach men all things that they have forgotten, bringing all things to remembrance. How about to reconcile man as one with the, in the mind of his Creator by the gift of the Spirit? He did not give his life, my brothers and sisters, that men be divided and arguing, argumentative one against another, keeping one another in confusion and darkness. The men come to the light of the reality. But these people say that actually Messiah gave his life, that he put away divine law, that they love one another in their lawlessness, that they have a love for their own personal, presumptuous pride. And then dare to say, my brothers and sisters, it's lawless for the Most High to have a law. My brothers and sisters, how do you preserve the sanctity of a holy kingdom if everyone is allowed to enter according to the varying ideas of their own mind, as if to say that there are many doors to a kingdom of holiness, many paths, but the kingdom, holy kingdom, holiness, doesn't make sense, my brothers and sisters, for the plan of the Most High is one. Decided not give his life that men, my brothers and sisters, worship after the designs encapsulated in designs of anyone, because nobody has a right to enslave a mind not to have access or to seek the greater will of Yah. But something the adversary does is he seeks to make men proud, self-righteous, causing souls, my brothers and sisters, to be found unworthy of even being offered the opportunity to be taught. My brothers and sisters, he said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend, uphold the honor and integrity of my word. He didn't say just let every ludicrous idea in. Some people want every, heaven help us, insane manner of thought, deed, and personage to enter the kingdom of Yah, that there will be no end of confusion. Brothers and sisters, for peace to come, confusion must come to an end. So it is written, so it must be done. It's a sad thing, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. The men will call the Most High, who has already forsworn that it should surely come to pass, that a lot of the insanity we see in this world must come to an end. That there are those, my brothers and sisters, that forget what it means in Messiah. When the Most High has said concerning what he will exact one day, when he says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. All things belong to him. Earth belongs to him, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. What gave men, my brothers and sisters, the sense that they have a right to murder and slaughter in the name of another? Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? As if to say that everybody has a right because their nation goes out to war. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Think about it. It says the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world, and all they that dwell therein. And I see no nation on this earth that has been true all the divine righteousness, that is divine righteousness, but nations to compel the people to believe that if these people are in places of power, then certainly the Most High put them there. That is not what Hosea 8:4 says. It says, my brothers and sisters, Psalms, Hosea 8:4, that they have set up kings, but not by him. They set up princes, my brothers and sisters, but not by his knowledge. And indeed, my brothers and sisters said they've set up idols, that they be cut off, false gods, that they be divided, and not found worthy to be a priesthood, to be a holy priesthood in this world. The priesthood of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after the one Most High is not divided. And then the scripture says, according to the multitude of them, so have they lied against him. Most High has a controversy with his people. If they dare seek to call themselves his people, and there's not a legitimate heart being both called and diligent to seek all that is necessary, that among our people there be no divisions. Messiah did not give his life that every man defile divine character after his own vanities, nor that men defend their vain, murderous allegiances, but that men be converted, my brothers and sisters, discerning the great and exceeding wisdom of the One Most High. And again, my brothers and sisters, none has a right to enslave a mind. What right? I know this is going to sound like an amazing thing to stop and consider. So at the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has said, and I heard this in my own ears, said no one has a right to rule but by him, meaning no one has a right to enslave a mind. No one has a right, my brothers and sisters, to cultivate in the earth something after which the Most High cannot be pleased. But this iniquity, has been one, my brothers and sisters, that men have passed down for ages. As if never was it ever intended that there come a time when the Most High is going to call in all debts. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who prove that they are grateful and have been grateful for the opportunity to learn discipline will be granted the opportunity to a discipline that they might have life. I said might have life. How about a conscience, my brothers and sisters, in harmony with the Most High without contradiction against him? For only such as this shall the Most High uphold. You know, I find it amazing. I ran into someone today, didn't realize how many times he contradicted himself, but you know, amongst other things, I just like to look at some of the very simple concepts. If one is blind and he exacts upon another an aberrant state of conscience, oftentimes for not being desirous to discern greater than himself. So one, my brothers and sisters, exact upon another a faulty sense of conscience and still be found guiltless. You got to do far better than this. What does the scripture say? Come out of her, O my people, that she become partakers of her sins, and smitten by her plagues. Again, I've seen nation after nation over the course of ages. One going over to war against another. Men oftentimes saying the Most High gave them a choice. I say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, what did the Most High really do? He told man the right way in which he should go. And my brothers and sisters, men choosing other paths and made for themselves many false and crooked paths, that they might be led astray, and not only led astray, my brothers and sisters, led down the path of blindness, divisive against the will of one, and still dare to say, after creating these divisions, creating these short-sighted and treacherous institutionalities, men have dared to say that they have a right to compel other men to defend such injustices. We got to do a lot better, my brothers and sisters. We got to do a lot better. Messiah did not give his name that men should call upon the holy name. each one after his own vanity, like the scripture says, according to the multitude of them, so they lied against him. Messiah did not give his life that every man be misled and mislead others under varying titles and controls, as if all these diverse ideas, contentious ideals, were what? Divine instruction? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we see and discern with a sense of far greater absolution and reason, better than this, than those, my brothers and sisters, who refuse to seek Father, that they might reason, only ratify, my brothers and sisters, the irrationality. It's time we discern far better. Scripture says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. It means, my brothers and sisters, that every soul belongs to the Most High. He is the Most High. Vengeance is His. And he will repay. Scripture tells us that we should not kill unjustly, should not murder unjustly. Scripture says we're going to judge at all. Looking at Matthias 7 chapter. If we judge at all, we must seek the Most High that we judge justly, how to help one another. But there are those among us, my brothers and sisters, more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones and sustaining them, and would even kill others unjustly, seeking to maintain their own personal injustice, and say that they, by the Most High, according to His righteousness, really saying according to declaring Him lawless, they have a right to declare sovereignty, after which they might say they have eternal life. My brothers and sisters, anciently, eternal life is a matter of transcending all contradiction. How dare men say they have eternal life when the first thing that all the institutions of man do in their hypocrisy is preserve countermanded ideas, none of which, my brothers and sisters, are perfect agreement. Something is desperately wrong. Because no man is true, or let's just say no nation, has yet been made true to the Most High. I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, who then has a right to be so quick to judge his brother? So quick, my brothers and sisters, go to war. Again, the scripture says, judge not that ye be judged or condemned. In other words, don't judge unjustly. Let me see if I can explain that concept a little better. Isaiah 52:15, 53:1. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who shall believe his report? And whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? The first part of Isaiah 52, if you really understand it, says the day when it must come, when men shall know with a certainty what is the voice, what is the message of the Most High, and shall discern his voice, shall discern his message. They're discerning, without a question, my brothers and sisters, what is worthy unto life and what is not. The Most High himself shall reign. Scriptures go on, my brothers and sisters, says, telling men to flee the midst of Babylon, flee the midst of this confusion. Think about it. It says, if men have not known him as he is, have not known with certainty his voice. If he says, when it says flee from the midst of Babylon, let every man save his life, it means flee, my brothers and sisters, misrepresentation and indiscretion, and seek with a whole heart the knowledge of his will. They mistranslated much of Isaiah 52. Scripture actually says, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah will come with a vision greater than the sons of men. With a revelation, revolution there, my brothers and sisters. Far greater toward setting things again in order than any man, for he is the son of Yah. So the scriptures go on and say, kings should shut their mouth because of him, because they, what they had not considered, they should be made consider. Did I not say earlier that we are to consider all things the Most High has declared, if we ever, so we have a right to judge? My brothers and sisters, we must confer with the one judge and the one judgment seat, that we do not judge unjustly, lest we be condemned according to the judgment or the condemnation we deal out unjustly. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? What it means is that kings shall be proven unjust judges. Because they talked about, really what they were talking about is separation between the conscience wrought of the spirit of Yah and the carnality, the polytheist, pluralist, in conjunct, hypocritical misadministration. Saying that they will only judge according to the compromises of men and desire that none see better. And then turn around saying, Yah we trust. As a nation indivisible. As a nation that says each man has an inalienable right. What, after carnality, to pursue the kingdom of Yah? It's not even possible that after a carnal mind, any man attains to the kingdom of Yah. And saying that every man, my brothers and sisters, well, I will say this. After the constructs of this world, being born of this world, all are in effect equal under condemnation. But my brothers and sisters, the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of blessing, if we have an inalienable right to that pursuit, what is the so-called constitutionality that gives license to every manner of obstacle imaginable? That would even, my brothers and sisters, seek to call unjust one who would seek the righteousness of Yah, that men have a legitimate opportunity toward deliverance beyond every manner of injustice. What does it say about the people of the Most High? It said they will speak no lies, do no iniquity. Speak no lies, do no iniquity. No deceitful tongue in their mouth. And that is the people, my brothers and sisters, that he said he would seal and confirm true unto him, worthy unto his name, and worthy to be preserved, because he said he would destroy. Think about it. Isaiah 29, he said he would bring to naught, bring to an end all those who would entice, seduce with a word, who would lay a snare by word, to turn those, my brothers and sisters, who look for light after darkness, obscurity, iniquity, inequity, injustice. Blessed are they who would discern better. And I think you say again, since no nation is true to the will of the Most High, who then has a right to judge or a right to declare war when at the end, my brothers and sisters, there's no genuine victory? if none discerns or seeks truly to discern or is gifted to discern what is indeed the righteousness of Yah. It is a grave evil, my brothers and sisters, to presuppose or presume. Far better, I said far better, my brothers and sisters, far better would it be for people juxtaposed in their vantage points and views to admit that they have been foolish than to sit back and call opposition just, to call opposition wisdom, that they blind themselves. And my brothers and sisters set themselves outside the floor of even opportunity to discern better. When the scriptures say in the book of Jacob, let not the double-minded man think he receive anything from Yah. It means that someone that does not want the absolute will of Yah, why should he ask for the Holy Spirit in the first place? Didn't he say already he would destroy those who defile the temple? He would destroy those then, my brothers and sisters, who would misrepresent the gift of his Spirit? We have no other choice in receiving the Spirit but to seek all that is divine will, for whoever will not do so, asking for the authority of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Whoever will not seek all that is divine will, my brothers and sisters, has no veracity, no credibility before the Most High. First command, seek him for all that is his will, true to all he requires. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that we might one day awaken to discern collectively together all that is divine pleasure, that we may do it. Wake up time. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, wake up time. So men call upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, not seeking to honor him, not seeking to walk according to his righteousness. Therefore, declaring allegiance to devils using the name of the Most High. Dare men do such a thing, my brothers and sisters, and expect the Most High to be pleased? Dare men seek less than divine will, therefore to misrepresent the Most High, and say that they shall be counted blameless? Think about it. I say it again. Shall man exact upon another, shall man exact upon his brother a sense of conscience less than what is divinely acceptable? Exacting upon his brother a fallen sense of hegemony. And my brothers and sisters, for doing so, be counted blameless. He said, you shall not take his name in vain, shall not put his name upon to associate it with any man's. That's a sense of conscience, meaning that we have only one choice, to seek all that is his will. Or you said a man who would do such a thing should not be kind of blameless. Let me tell you something. Now, those who sit back and say that the Most High gives choices, I heard that today. I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, the Most High make all these variant choices as if there were many doors into his kingdom? Or did my brothers and sisters, he just simply say from the beginning, from the creation, there am I? Or if you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, and I would not have discerned or see, if you will, your descendants destroyed from before me. He said the wages of sin is death, my brothers and sisters. Did he give many choices unto life? Mm-hmm. My brothers and sisters, he gave only one path, and that's a constant, the pure, constant, perfect will of Yah, a desire to discern all that is the fullness of all that is divine will, because contradiction is not life, and the very name of the Most High. That's a great I am, I exist, true to all my existence, declares, my brothers and sisters, there's no contradiction in him. My brothers and sisters, he's the Holy One of life, and not death. Blessed are they who will seek him that they discern, my brothers and sisters, in all things what is concentrically honorable. It amazes me, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it does. So very often am I amazed when I look around. I see the vast inconsistencies of thought that men have impugned upon one another, oftentimes afflicting all the inequity that they say that they would not seek to have enacted against themselves because they feel that they have a license to exact such injustice, or just simply don't see such injustice when they see or when they propose that the path toward attaining their own specific ideals and ends and goals. Well, they say that the rule doesn't exist if their intentions are to do good. They don't see the injustice they commit because of their individual goals, and somehow they believe the Most High just delights in them having their way rather than asking His. If every man sees himself wise according to his own agenda and own designs, forgetting that the Most High had a plan for all things before we all got here, our brothers and sisters, men fail the duties of stewardship. And my brothers and sisters, there is no covenant under the preservation and expectation of all righteousness after such insolent thinking at all. The Most High has promised He will restore a man to conscience one day. And that those who have been most diligent for His righteousness, true to His call, He would grant, my brothers and sisters, if you want to put it that way, look at the Ezekiel 20th, a heightened dose, if you will, of His Spirit and His conscience to those who are preserved and exercised most diligently in the Spirit, proving themselves sincere. In that day, the scripture says, men shall discern their iniquities, loathe themselves for their iniquities, desirous, my brothers and sisters, to turn away from all transgression toward all righteousness. And men shall recognize their shame in having not done so sooner. It's time we discern the real. I'm looking at the time that is left in this show. I know we started a little bit late. Well, I want to get a quick look at Psalm 24. Oh, by the way, something came across in the news today. Some of you might understand the relevance of this. You know, I hear a lot of names coming out of people in the East. People of the East that have reminiscence of some very ancient precepts. One of the leaders of ISIS apparently injured or killed. Dang. Some of you might catch on to something. What was his name? Shoshani? Wow. Shoshani. Where have we heard that name before? Oh, Shoshani. Wow. Look up sometime the ancients sustained it. They call it in English sustained empire. Look up the title, Shashan Shah. Boy, it's funny that I, for some reason when I was a little kid, that's not really funny. For some reason, I remember some of you, we talked about this before, on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. So many titles and so many names of brothers and sisters carrying certain vibrations to let's just say, related reminiscences, some concepts that by and large in the West have been forgotten. For some reason, I remember looking at an old TV show called Man from U.N.C.L.E., and somehow the name, for some reason, Ilya Kuryakin, caught my attention. Ilya. English, Elijah. Kuryakin. Oh, boy. The Expectation of the One Called the Kurdi. Isaiah 40 through 41. Reminiscent, my brothers and sisters, of very old ideas. Sounds strange to put it this way, but I even think about words like cleric. It comes from an old term, still relates to one who is an official of a church. Cleric. So many titles, my brothers and sisters. Even titles like as crazy as the one you talk about, these ones they call the Kardashians. Wow. Check out my website, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com, and discern who the scriptures speak of as Messiah. Called the righteous one, the King of the East. Kerr, Son, Tis Rise. Kardashian. Kardashiania. Ancient title, Kurikon for church. Why? Kuryake. Look at the vibrations of the letters. Well, why is that significant? I'd like to look at this 24th Psalm with a little bit of time we have left. Has anyone only got a couple of minutes? Wow. Let me see. I have to extend the time just a little bit. The earth, Psalm 24, the earth belongs to Yah, fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Wow. If the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein, by what right do men feel that they even have a right to declare any sovereignty over any land after their own authority, forgetting the plan of the Most High? Are men stewards to keep the peace if they create for themselves a multitude of variant sovereignties, various ideas of sovereignty, even seeking, my brothers and sisters, to carve out lands or go to war one against another, taking one another's resources, but still not being respectful? Obviously, in so doing, not being respectful, a sense of fairness and justice. Most I want to see committed between all people. Even rather than my brothers and sisters being so quick to go to war, I said man is unjust in any nation if he seeks to go out to the destruction of another, and has not asked, the nations have not asked together for the Most High to discern the way of peace. Just come and let us reason together. Men who will not seek to reason after the higher conscience the Most High gives will not partake the good of the land, but shall be cut off. So it is written. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not turn aside from this promise. Earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Vengeance is his. He will repay far better than my brothers and sisters. Men seeking to retaliate against one another, they should seek first to be sure that they did everything they could to seek to bring about a reconciliation. For it is the Most High, my brothers and sisters, set the foundation of the earth upon the sea and establishing upon the flood. In the Aramaic, it says he's furnished the lands with rivers. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what if the Most High does not furnish or take the road, dries up the rivers? What if, my brothers and sisters, he sets the lands to secede and recede into the oceans? Isn't the scripture saying, 2 Kefa, that it's the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that by his word, lands are sustained in or out of the water? go back to the book of Genesis and understand how the Most High, what Moshe was given, foretold, let's just say was a record, that the lands that we see, my brothers and sisters, indeed did rise up from out of the oceans. Even archaeologists know that. So who shall ascend into the high place of the Most High? You know, they say the mountain of the Most High, the hills of the Most High. Who shall ascend into his secure and holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Means, my brothers and sisters, what he does is after the sincerity of what the Most High himself has revealed. Has dealt justly, my brothers and sisters, because he's not sworn by his soul or lifted up his soul or proudly in the arrogance of his ignorance, my brothers and sisters, sought to exalt his soul after falsehood or vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. My brothers and sisters, how is this possible that but that men must receive from the Most High a blessing, a concept, in fact, my brothers and sisters, a revelation of righteousness from the Holy One of our salvation? How about, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the contentions and all the irrationalities of man? And to discern this, my brothers and sisters, let us understand that no one has the capacity to discern beyond his sin till first he sees the righteousness of Yah. So the scripture says, in that day, this will be the generation, even this generation that is upon us even now. So this is the generation that will seek his face. How about seek that the men should know him and not be deceived after the misconceits of another? That will proclaim thy countenance, in other words, proclaim the will of Yah with specificity and absolution. True to all, that is, my brothers and sisters, the design and the desire, the Holy One of Yaakov. So it says, lift up your heads, O ye. Heads, O ye gates. How about lift up your heads and see and be watchful, you keepers of the gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. That the righteous King of glory may come in. In other words, anticipate, wait for, seek after his exceeding righteousness. They put down King of glory, word kabud, glory. My brothers and sisters, there is no glory, and there is no honor greater or without the righteousness of Yah. Without a desire for all that is his will and a conscience, my brothers and sisters, that in discerning it to preserve it. That's what the scripture said of Messiah. Morning by morning, with the Most High causes his ears to hear the teaching, he will not turn back the rebellious way. He will bring his people back, not for a price nor for a bribe. He will seek to be strengthened in the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom of the Most High, that he might edify, my brothers and sisters, the people who have been weakened after a multitude of variants and allegiances across this world, not to discern the exceeding wisdom of Yah. This he must do, my brothers and sisters, for the deliverance of the people, true unto the name of him who is forever one. Lift up your heads, O ye keepers of the gates, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, that the righteous King of glory will show forth what is honorable praise as the Most High may come in. Who is this King of glory that will not cause men to lift up their souls or to become arrogant in their vanities? Will not compel any man to swear deceitfully? Who, my brothers and sisters, if he declares, did you hear my brothers and sisters? If he declares battle, he will declare to my brothers and sisters, for all that is righteousness' sake, that at the end of the battle there shall indeed be the victory of peace. Who is this King of glory? Who is this righteous King? Read Revelation 19:11-21. It says, for righteousness' sake he would judge and make war. That means, my brothers and sisters, according to all this, the peace of the Most High, that there be no more contentions, that men might know for certain how to walk true. Beyond all men's misadministrations, how to walk true. To all that with which the Most High himself is pleased. Who is this King of Glory, this righteous King of Glory, this honorable King? Will magnify the law of the Most High into a stasis that is honorable, acceptable, just, praiseworthy. The Lord mightily, how about my brothers, is mightily righteous in battle. What does Scripture say? For righteousness' sake, he will just judge and make war. Out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword, with which he shall smite the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. My brothers and sisters, it means unflinching justice. And in all things, the Most High might be pleased. And all should know, indeed, what is the righteousness of Yah, that all might comply, cooperate, love, and trust together. So it says again, lift up your heads, O keepers of the gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, the righteous King may come in. Who is this King of Glory? Most High, my brothers and sisters, will send his Messiah. Who is that one written of in Isaiah 41? Scripture says, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says that Isaiah, in Isaiah in the 41st chapter, who is it that has raised up this righteous one that comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world was obscure? That he should cause him to subdue and overcome even kings. Most time, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says in advance, Psalms 110. Isaiah 44. This is the one the Most High said he would raise up in righteousness to expose all the folly of all the nations. That his people might finally be free, my brothers and sisters, no longer having allegiance to that which is destructive, nor, my brothers and sisters, seeking the mutual destruction. Nations no longer seeking the mutual destruction of one another. I would dare to say, my brothers and sisters, in that day Messiah shall be revealed. He shall not defend any nation of this present earth for the preservation of their injustices, but will only defend, my brothers and sisters, those who seek to convert to discern the righteousness of his kingdom beyond all others. No, my brothers and sisters, I don't mean this creation of the League of Nations that you see overseas now. My brothers and sisters, the true Israel the scriptures speak of is one that one made righteous by Yah himself shall build. Read Isaiah 44-45. He said no other, my brothers and sisters, would build his city. He said whoever builds the house, vain is the man who builds it. If the Most High does not build a house, vain is the man who builds it. If one watches over the city, vain is he who keeps watch, my brothers and sisters. If it's not the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that keeps it, keeps the city safe. We talked about this on last evening, Isaiah 66. What is the house you build for me? Wow. Men have sought to build all manner of institutionality and say they are safe from even the wrath of the Most High while they continue to walk in their injustice. What is the house you build for me? Does man dare say the conscience therein is true unto him? Because they have built something and called it by his name. My brothers and sisters, nobody builds a savior. No one discerns what is righteous as the Most High himself reveals it. And he's already chosen someone who will rebuild a city of peace for him. True to all that is his justice. He's already declared, my brothers and sisters, who will rebuild for him and establish for him a temple according to all that is the ancient righteousness of the One Most High. What then are these institutions that men have built? Murdering one another, my brothers and sisters, to defend their lawlessness. What are they? Babylon, my brothers and sisters, must be exposed. The injustice after which men have given their allegiance must be exposed. For I dare say, my brothers and sisters, whoever does not exceed the unrighteousness of those who would compel men to walk in lawlessness commits the sin of Micah 5:14 through 25. Not exceeding the contentions of injustice of this world. My brothers and sisters say, if you don't exceed that to find the peace of the Most High, not knowing his ways, you should not enter his kingdom. It even says, my brothers and sisters, whoever is complicit, then, causing men not to discern beyond worldly folly, what is the righteousness of Yah, whoever will stand as an obstacle against man transcending folly unto wisdom, is guilty also unto hellfire. Do you not discern, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who would be complicit in the carriage of injustice is guilty, my brothers and sisters, of those who commanded it? Heaven help us, my brothers and sisters. This world has sanctioned much injustice that never did the Most High say that he would ever with it be pleased. Blessed are they who then discern how indeed to turn toward true righteousness. For the Most High shows the exceeding light that nothing less, my brothers and sisters, will ever be considered by them light again. That they discern, my brothers and sisters, between obscurity, darkness, and light and true vision, and the light of true vision. Much we have to consider, my brothers and sisters, if we want to be beyond all this sin. I thank the Most High for doing what he said he'd do. He said he would one day begin to surely show the vision of what indeed is his righteousness again in the earth. I know what he told me. He said to me that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert silence, and if they could, to destroy. I consider it, my brothers and sisters, a great honor to be able to speak concerning things, my brothers and sisters, that few have had the power. For prophet is sent to speak, but others would not. So till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miam, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Thanking the Most High indeed for every ear that he brings near. I would ask again and admonish you in the shortness of the time that remains. Please, my brothers and sisters, for a solid foundation, be sure to seek, to examine words you find on my website at hiddengospel.com. So much explanation of so much scripture to a far greater depth than what is, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, far greater depth than what is common. Find out, my brothers and sisters, how you can be found one a partaker with. In the instance of a ministry that the Most High indeed has called for the for aid unto the healing of his people. Discern, my brothers and sisters, again the way the Most High declared from old, from times of old, must be remembered. I'll play a little bit of a song in a moment. I see a few people in the chat. If anybody wants to say anything or wants to raise their hand, all you got to do is hit that one. I'm going to go ahead and, however, I'm going to go and lead a benediction for the night show. And if anybody says anything before that show is out, before that song is out, about the minute so long, well, like I said, I think we might have a little bit of time to answer any questions. But until then, my brothers and sisters, if not, till we speak again, this has been Eddie Miaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, his honor, and his awesome, glorious, and certainly due praise, always. Hallelujah! Yes, indeed, I do thank you all again for listening. And play a little song. Most I played in my ears upon waking a few weeks ago. Concerning what my brother says, even now, he has sworn that he is beginning again with much greater fervor to do. Thank you.